This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to get right to it. So much news, so little time. John Carney is here to do our weekly wrap with us. He is with the Wall Street Journal. Lee Gallagher is here as well. They are both in our New York studio. She is at Fortune Magazine. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
All right, so let's do a short-ish round on Greece. I want to know, because we did a bunch of it earlier in the week, as you guys know, I was over there. I want to know, in light of this bailout, John, and the continuing situation over there, do you think we will be back at this same spot in, I don't know, 18 months?
Of course we will.
Thanks for coming by. Let's move on.
There's no doubt about it. They need far more serious debt relief for this thing to stick. They just will not be able to afford the deal that's on the table now. I guess it's a good sign that, you know, they want to keep kicking the can down the road, but it's not going to end. And we're going to be talking about this for the next year, and then it's going to happen again.
You said the word. All right, Lee, what do you think? Are we back here in a year?
Yeah, I agree. This doesn't get wrapped up in a bow. I mean, all the money that's going to Greece, that has gone to Greece, it goes to pay international loans. It doesn't even stay there. And they need a recovery. They need, you know, it's like Mark Cuban says, sales cures all. I hate to combine Mark Cuban and Greece,
but
it applies to everything. It applies to everything. And it just, they don't have it.
All right, fair enough. Let us take a very brief detour to China. John, before I left for Greece a week ago, lots of consternation about the Chinese stock market and the government intervening and what it says about the underlying economy. Which are you worried more about, China or Greece?
I am much more worried about China. I think the world has the ability to withstand a pretty bad meltdown in Greece, but not at all in China. The global demand from China is absolutely necessary, not just to the U.S. economy, but economies all over the world. And if that place melts down, we're in a lot more trouble.
Lee, same question.
I agree. Yeah. China touches everywhere. I was just in Africa, and China is everywhere
in
Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's much much bigger problem.
Yeah. The corporate story of the day, the corporate profit story of the day is Google. Lee, shares up 16% today. It added like $60 billion to its market cap. What is going on there?
A couple things. I mean, Google outperformed. It struggled over the past year. There's a lot of things happening that Google has had some issues with. But, so I think investors were pleasantly surprised. Yeah. It was also the first quarter reported by the new CFO, Ruth Porat. She didn't have much to do with the results, but she really communicated some things Wall Street wanted to hear. Specifically, she's going to control costs. She's going to be more open, more disclosures. All of this was incredibly reassuring. And yet, I don't want to say it takes a woman, but, you know.
but okay, we'll just let that land there for a minute. Speaking of women, John, I want to talk about Janet Yellen. Gave her, you know, semi-annual congressional testimony. Said basically, we'll raise rates when the data tells us we can raise rates. Everybody relax. But there was some pushback on banking regulation and this whole systemic issue.
Right. One of the things that was most interesting is, at least in the Senate, they were a lot less focused about rates raising and when that was going to happen. That seems to be they're fine with that. But they grilled her pretty hard on whether or not the Fed was willing to hold banks to the legal requirement that they have these living wills that would allow them to be resolved without a collapsing the economy. And it came not just from the, you know, the Democratic Elizabeth Warren side of the aisle, but also from Bob Corker on the Republican side. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely bipartisan pressure that is, I think, raising the risk to the banks that the Fed is going to feel like they have to actually hold at least one of them accountable and maybe make a sort of sacrificial lamb out of them in order to show that they're serious about this, because it's clear that the senators do not believe that the Fed is willing to really push the banks hard on this. Bob Corker even used the word regulatory capture and, you know, say the banks are running the Fed on this.
John Carney at the Wall Street Journal, Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
All right,
thanks.
We'll see you. Have a good weekend.